Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Get it. The Bird Show.
We want to offer up the voice disguiser here. We'll disguise your voice and we'll never mention your child's name. But we're really curious here. If you have a son or a daughter that is in middle school right now, what we'd like you to try is this, is to go get their cell phone and turn it on and scroll through the texts and tell us what you find. Because more and more you're hearing stories now in the news of sexting going on and kids getting in trouble for it, kids getting arrested for it, kids getting kicked out of school for it.
Right.
And if you're not in touch with it, you probably think you're in middle school. No problem. No, come on, not mine. Grab the phone, give us a call, and we want to scroll through those texts with you and see what you find.
Yeah, because there's a news story out this morning about students in a middle school at Orange County, California, 10 students total. It all started when a 14-year-old girl sent a nude picture of herself to a friend, then that friend sent it on to other people. So the 10 students involved in the sexting got in-house suspensions. No charges expected, but they said this is on the heels of that recent survey that said 1 in 5 teenagers have sent nude pictures of themselves somewhere.
So listen to that stat. Listen to that stat. One in five of you have kids in this age range, and you think, no problem, they're just using it to communicate back and forth with you or with their friends. You know, what are you guys doing later on? One in five are sending pictures or
doing the whole nude pictures
or the sexting thing.
Right.
Yeah.
It's been such a big issue with Jen Hobby's mom, because she's a teacher also, that she's had to, like, talk to the class about it.
Yeah, my mom's in education in Florida. She's a middle school principal, actually, and had to have a lecture with her 7th and 8th graders and got them all in sort of an assembly thing and, you know, started this conversation about sexting because she said, you know, how many of you in the room have a cell phone? Everybody's like all excited, raise their hand. Oh, me, you know. How many of you, you know, text message on your cell phone? Everybody raise their hand. And then she said, if I collected your cell phones right now, how many of you have something on there that you wouldn't want me to see? And the whole room fell silent.
Yeah, I bet.
And, you know.
Except for one kid who was like, oh, me. Oh, you tricked us.
Hey. And she said they had to have this whole talk about the, you know, sexting and, you know, sending those pictures and all that kind of stuff and the legal ramifications of it all. I guess in Florida they've had, or maybe in Tampa it was, they've had a lot of relationships busted between teachers and students over texting and sexting and that kind of thing. And I think it's been a really big, you know, kind of a hot topic in Florida because of these news stories going on and because of, you know, teachers getting busted locally for dating students. I think one woman was dating like an eighth grader or something like that. She was an eighth grade teacher or something. Anyway, so it's been a big topic of discussion. And I think that, you know, parents are kind of naive to this whole thing.
Good morning, Q100. Destiny.
Hello.
Hey, Destiny.
My mom actually told me this, like, yesterday, that now you can actually view your child's text messages on the internet.
Yeah, and they post them up there with naked pictures of themselves.
You mean you can get, like, a certain account with
your
provider?
I guess. I don't really know. My mom said that you can view them for the past month.
Really?
How old are you?
I'm 19.
Okay, well, that doesn't really apply to you. I mean,
well, it still does because I'm still, like, under my mom, and she pays my bill and everything. Well,
so when she told you that she could check your text, did that freak you out?
It did, and she was excited about it, and I was like, oh, great.
Was there anything that you text over the last 30 days when she told you that? You're like, oh, no, if she checked the last month, busted.
No, actually not. But my sister's pretty much freaking out. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I'm pretty much screwed. And I was like, oh.
How old is your sister?
She's 17.
And what's on her phone that she's afraid your mom's going to see?
I have no clue.
You're probably better off that way anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thanks for calling.
God, I would so use that tactic with a kid.
Yeah, I don't think.
Oh, you know what? There's a website.
Right, even if there's not.
Yeah.
Well, there's no website
there's
like
no
that.
There's no website like that. My mom got her.
I know everything.
Smart mom.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Brooke, you're on Q100. Good morning.
Good morning. Gosh, I want that lady to call back so bad. I want to know.
I know. She got right to the part where she was about to tell us what was on the phone. And
Yeah, it's like the biggest build-up for the biggest letdown.
Maybe she should call us back from her son's cell phone. It appears to be working back.
I have a 12-year-old daughter, and I have checked her phone before. I didn't find any nude pictures or anything, but I did find some wordage that I didn't like very much. Mm-hmm. And I want to say, I don't think there is a debate. You take your kid's stuff and you check it. I have her password on MySpace. I have everything.
I'm with you. You know, I went to school with plenty of kids whose parents thought they were angels. They were getting good grades. They were coming home on time. And everything seemed fine. But I know that 2 hours before that, they were doing crazy, crazy stuff that their parents had no idea about. Coke, drinking crazy amounts of alcohol, taking cars, and their parents just thought they were angels. Just angels. And with my experience, I'm looking at Hayden now, and he seems like such an angel to me. Doesn't matter to me. I'm still checking Facebook, MySpace. Whatever's going to be available to him in a couple of years,
but
his cell phone also.
I'm channeling myself as a kid, and I'm going to preface this by saying I was in the Talented and Gifted program, so this might be this might not apply to everyone, but I'm just saying.
Oh Jesus!
If my parents had my passwords and stuff, you know, like Facebook or MySpace or whatever,
I cannot take you seriously.
Yeah, right.
Why?
I just can't.
I know I've been dealing with the jealousy for years, ever since fourth grade, since I had the special classes. So, if my parents had my Facebook or MySpace password, I would just create a different account. Don't you think the majority of kids are doing
that? That's what I thought. If a parent, because I would try to be more of a sneaky parent. I got to be honest with you. I got to be where I would be checking them and they didn't know I was checking them.
You got to be way more covert now.
Yeah.
And you can buy stuff, right, that you put on your computer and it records passwords and captures screens and whatever.
I totally agree with you. If Millie Pete had all my passwords and I was trying to sneak around, I would create different accounts.
Hey, Kelly, good morning. You're on The Voice Disguiser.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I found the nude pictures on my daughter's phone.
Okay.
How old is she?
Of her?
Yes, 15 years old.
And you found them of her. So she was sending these out to somebody else?
Yeah, but the thing is, I'd always check text messages, and I went into all of her pictures. That's where I found it. She was deleting her messages.
Mm-hmm.
And I found the pictures in her pictures, and you know, I didn't think to go through, scroll through all these pictures. She's 15. She's had her phone for quite a while. I've always trusted her as far as that because I honestly don't believe she's sexually active yet because I keep really close. I mean, she's not able to do anything hardly. I keep a close watch on her. But that made me realize just how, you know,
Melissa, why are you shaking your head like
I was about things. And things totally have changed in our house. We've had to have, you know, sit down family meeting. Mom, I'm divorced, but Dad got involved finally and had to have some long talks. And she's been through a lot of stuff over the last couple months after this. But we're totally worried because of what the future might hold for her as far as where these pictures could have ended up. Because she's a talented kid that's going to try out for American Idol. You know, there's a lot of stuff that's going to be happening.
And a lot of those American Idol kids don't have a squeaky clean past either. What were you shaking your head about?
I was shaking my head just because, I mean, not to disrespect her as a mother, but I do think her daughter is sexually active, and I think the fact that you made it more strict in the house has just secured that. I know, you know, there's a fine balance in parenting of not being too strict, because when you're too strict, you're gonna have the opposite effect of what you want on your kid.
Can you assume that if your kid has naked pictures of herself on her phone, that she is sexually active and she's telling you that she's not?
Or she's months away from being sexually active.
She's real close.
On some level.
I mean, that's being sexually active right there, right? Even sending nude pictures?
Yeah. Having sex is not just, that's not the only sexual activity that you can participate in.
And I think it depends on what those pictures look like, too. If she's in a sexy pose and she's, you know, strutting her stuff, then yes, she's sexually active.
Hey, David, you're on Q100.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I have two middle schoolers, one in eighth grade, one in seventh grade. My daughter's in seventh grade, and she's 13. She got a picture text message last week. A young man sent her a picture text of his hands. Well, and the message after the picture text was, it looks like parts of your female anatomy need to be held. And she texted him back and said, please don't send this type stuff to me. And he just berated her back with several things of, just nasty F-bombs and, you know, calling her a bitch and all this kind of stuff. And we were just, we couldn't believe it. And we actually stumbled on it by accident because my daughter left her phone in my wife's car. But we don't allow Facebook. We don't allow MySpace. And to all the parents out there, if you have middle schoolers, definitely check your kids' stuff. I mean, I'm old school. I'm 41 years old, and we're definitely checking our kids' stuff, and it's more of a protection thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just, we asked my daughter, it was like, what, you know, are you sending these kind of texts back? And she said no, you've got to protect your kids.
Thanks for calling. All right, one more, and then we'll move on. I mean, I think we're getting the same.
She's got a Facebook page somewhere. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She's got a MySpace page somewhere.
You think so?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Hey, Kelly, you're on Q100.
Hey, I caught my 16-year-old. He had gotten in trouble, and I took his phone and was just scrolling through the messages. I found out he was smoking pot. I found out he was drinking. And this has been like 3 months, and he has not left the house in 3 months.
Is that right? I mean, look, here's what the stats are showing you now. One in five.
Yes, one in five teenagers has sent a nude or semi-nude picture to somebody. One in five. They say, I mean, in a third of 20-something. So, but when you're 20-something, you're an adult.
And nine
one
out
in
of,
five teenagers.
And 9 out of 10 parents think it can't be their kid.
Get it? The Bird Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.